Hello, hello, hi. Thank you for watching this. This is Nurse Choma. I am coming to you today, and I want to talk about a different subject with you as today. And I believe that this message is going to bless you. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching on the replay. Go ahead and comment below, and say hello. And let me know where you're tuning in from, where you're watching the broadcast from. Go to comment below, New Jersey, Connecticut, wherever it is that you're tuning in from. I know we have different countries that follow as well. And I have been, I've been away as far as like not being here live on the page for not forever, but for some time. And the reason why that is because I really needed time, and I still do, but I really needed time to rest and meditate and process some things. And not gonna get into my own personal life, but I've definitely been feeling the weight of different things. And so I just needed some time to kind of think and meditate and rest and reorganize, and kind of, shift some things. So one thing that you'll notice is like probably the now and within the next couple of weeks, just something's changing. Something's changing. Something's moving around, in order to streamline the process more. Even changing our email system, changing, so all this will be notified via email if you're on our email list. But just changing some things, putting some things in a better order and system. And just also just trying to make things better overall. But I have definitely been in a position where I've been fasting, praying. I really needed to get to a quiet place. I needed to feed my spirit, because one of the things that people don't realize when you're always the one that's watching people, whether it's myself or other people that you watch, when you're always the one watching and you're never on this side of the camera, you're not aware of the work that it takes, and the challenges that arises, and the hurts and the pains and what feels like setbacks and the delays and excuse me, and then just sometimes feeling like it's too much that you can handle. Just sometimes feeling like, you know what, let's just stop doing this altogether. Like just sometimes feeling like this is not going the direction that I thought it would go, and so things are too hard, and I'm getting ready to quit right now. And so I just needed some space, and I just needed some space to begin to process some things and begin to really figure out. And sometimes that's what you need, is that you need to dedicate time. I know, but a lot of you, I'm sure, are very busy with your work life and balance and things that you have to get done on a daily, weekly basis. But me personally, I have to devote energy towards reflecting. I have to devote energy towards processing, healing, praying, talking things out, journaling things through, because what I don't do in private will always show in public. Okay, let me say that one more time. What I don't do in private will always show in public. And that's why, when you are somebody that, when you have to be on camera and you have to be in front of people, what really prepares you for that is what you do every single day in private. It's the little things that you spend attention on, the things that you read, learn up on, the things that you meditate on. Just different things, so that way you can handle what comes to you, and that way you can, come on here and not looking like a fool, like Bobo the Clown or something. And so I needed time to still think. And there may be times where I feel like, you know what, if you don't hear from me on this page or any page for a few days or whatever, just know I'm working some things out. All right. Just know I'm working some things out. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So thank you. Thank you. So this message today, I'm going to be talking about how to get rid of toxic relationships or how to get free after a toxic relationship. And let me tell you, the reason why I'm talking about this with you today is because, well, actually, before I get into the reason why, let me first give a quick announcement, some quick announcements. So welcome. This is going to be my 6 o'clock hour. So meaning that at 6 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time is when I'll go live Monday through Thursday, and I'm going to talk about, you know, whatever subject I feel like to talk about. And yeah, so right here, Monday through Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, so let me share a few announcements with you before I go into the broadcast and before I go into the message. The first thing, number one, is thank you to all of those of you who registered and attended the events from last month. It was a great experience. I got a lot of great feedback. People took away from a lot of things, like everything from the technology class to the books, what show people publish their books, class, the educational prep class. That one I got a lot of great feedback on. And a lot of people really enjoyed that teaching as far as how to start your own educational prep company slash business. So it was awesome, you know. So thank you to those that registered, attended. I hope it was informative, and I hope it was worth your time. All right, so now, and if you have any questions, you're welcome to send me a message or send me an email. All right, so now, what we're moving on to is this month. So what I'm going to be doing is this month, and this is going to be a trial run to see how this goes, actually. So I may not do this again next year, or sorry, it's not next year, next month or whatever, we'll see. But I'm going to do a mentorship. I'm going to start doing monthly mentorship classes, and I'm going to talk about a different subject. You know, I may decide to do more classes, I don't know right now, but right now I'm trying a different approach because I'm trying to conserve my energy, right? So here is so this month I'm going to be, the monthly mentorship class will be on Thursday, April 20th at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And the focus I'm going to talk about is how to build a six-figure Instagram channel. How to build a six-figure Instagram channel. So I'm going to be showing people, I'm going to giving you the breakdown as far as like how to grow your Instagram channel, especially if that's something that you want to build. You want to build an audience, you want to develop serious income, you want to get more visibility for your brand. I'll be talking about that. And then I'll be releasing more information on my website on events.nursechoma.com. So right now you can't register, it's not available yet. But if you can go to the website for more information once it's ready on events.nursechoma.com. All right. And then the other announcement is that for those of you that are taking the NCLEX, our sale this week is we're having, okay, so recently, for those of you that are taking the NCLEX that are aware, the nursing graduates, nursing students, there's a test that nursing graduates have to take, which is the first business that I've done since 2015, is helping people to pass their boards. And so recently they changed the exam as of April 1st, 2023, to become now what's called the next generation exam. And for people that are in that's currently in nursing school right now, it's definitely, you know, something for them to be alarmed about, but they still have a good likelihood of being successful with the exam. But the challenge is that for those that are been out of school, believe it or not, there's thousands of people in the situation that's been out of school for at least a year or longer, and they're still trying to pass the NCLEX. And so now with this change, because the test is much more difficult, with this change, it's going to be, it honestly is going to feel like a major setback because the nature of the test is way more challenging and rigorous. And it's going to be very hard to pass if you have not been recently out of school. So I put together a quick bundle sale, simple, easy for you guys. And I sold it over the weekend. So that's why you have to be on our email list at a discounted rate. But now you can get it still. And it's for $114. You get immediate downloadable lifetime access. So this is special because you pay one time and now you get it forever. But it's going to be disappearing soon. It's not going to be forever. All right. This is not going to be a lifelong thing. So if you want to learn more, you can go to the link sales.choosingnursing.net, sales.choosingnursing.net. All right. Sales.choosingnursing.net if you want to get that promotion before it disappears. And what you'll get an email with the link and you'll be able to download it immediately. And then once again, I missed the link here. If you want to sign up for the upcoming events, go to events.nursetrauma.com. Okay. So those are my announcements. All right. Sales.choosingnursing.net if you want me to say it again. All right. So now let's go into what you came on here for today. All right. Oh, I should have brought my water. Okay. So how to get free after a toxic relationship. How to get free after a toxic relationship. Why are we talking about this? Why are we talking about this? Why is it that you maybe that's what you're thinking. Why is Nurse Shama talking about how to get free after a toxic relationship, right? And there's different levels of being in a toxic relationship. It's not everything is the same. Sometimes it's really, really, really bad, and sometimes it's more minimal or less. Like for example, emotional abuse versus emotional and physical abuse, for example, or verbal abuse, whatever you want to call it, or just dealing with somebody that's narcissistic, whatever you want to call it. So let's talk. So why are we even talking about this? Because here's the thing, because some of you can't even move forward until you've really been set free from this. All right, I'm gonna say it one more time. Some of you can't truly move forward until you've been completely set free from this. And when I say move forward, is that it's the reason why you don't apply to the promotion at your job. Because you can still hear your that toxic boyfriend, that toxic husband telling you, oh, just stay where you are, you're not good enough, it's not even something you can do, right? The reason why you can't, you're too afraid or you're not able to go back and take your test again that you need to take again is because that toxic relationship that has destroyed your self-esteem. The reason why you haven't started that business or the business isn't moving forward to the level you want it to move forward in is because that toxic relationship told you to play small. That toxic relationship told you to keep yourself, to dim your light and put it under a bushel. Right. And so that's the reason why we have to talk about this. And for some of us, we're not even aware that we still have the effects of the toxic relationship. Sure, maybe you've moved by now since that time. Sure, maybe by now you have gotten a job. Right. Sure, maybe by now you did start writing the book. Right. But you're not yet at the level that you desire to be. And you don't even realize that you still have that toxic relationship on you, right? Some of you're having literally the residual effects of the same toxic relationship from 10 years ago, right? You're having the residual effects of that toxic relationship from years ago, and you don't even realize it. And we're gonna talk about the what the signs are. We're going to define it. We're going to go really into depth so that way you can identify if this is something that you still struggle about. I want you to right now, I want you to think about any, it could have been recent, it could have been a while ago, any relationship that you were in the past, okay, in any context, right? In any context you were with this person, right? Maybe they didn't get to like a full-blown relationship, but it was, but you were still connected to them. And when you were connected to them, there were episodes where they said things to you that didn't make you feel good. There were moments where they told you things that made you question yourself. There were issues that came up that only came up when you were with them. Am I hopefully I'm talking to somebody today, because you may be thinking like, oh, I've already been healed from that. If you've been healed from it, how come you don't tell nobody about it yet? If you've really been healed from that toxic relationship that you say you've been healed from, that you say you moved on from, then how come ain't nobody knows about your story? How come you don't talk about it? How come you don't share it with other people? See, when you really been healed, you talk about things in a different way. Why is it that you still wish that they would receive karma if you've really been healed? Why is it you still wish that that something about them would change if you've really been healed from it? See, there's something in you that's not totally free and delivered. And so that's why you have to do a self-reflection, because this is the reason why things are not moving in other areas of your life. This is the reason why certain things are still stagnant or stuck. This may even be the reason why your finances are where it is today, because there are elements from that relationship, no matter how long ago it was, right? No matter how long ago it was, that's still in you. And it's affected your brain chemistry. It has neurological effects on you. It has behavioral effects, right? The way that you behave and you don't even realize it. It has effects when it comes to your perspective on people and things, where you can't trust people quickly. You can't trust people easily, and you don't even realize you still have the effects of that toxic relationship. So let's go over now the definition of a toxic relationship. And as I'm sharing this information, I want you to begin to be honest with yourself, right? Because we can lie to everybody else. We can lie to our mom, our dad, our children, our friends, the whole universe. We can lie to everybody. But the only person that you cannot lie is truly to yourself. You can even lie to God, but the only person you can't truly lie to is yourself, because you have to live with yourself every single day. And you are the one that gets hurt from lying to you. So what I want you to do is, as I'm going through this message today, I want you to truly be honest with yourself. Right? Because some of you, your breakthrough is in this message today, okay? Your breakthrough, the thing that you've been praying about, the thing that you've been wishing for, the thing that you've been desiring for, right? I want this, I want that. It's in this, it may be in this message today. So you need to listen to this all the way from the beginning to the end, and maybe even more than once. Here's the definition. All right, and I'm going to give you actually more than one definition. This is my definition. Okay, I'm not a medical doctor, but I am a registered nurse. I've been a nurse for more than, let me say it like this. I've been a nurse since 2010. Okay, so I have a lot of experience. So here's my definition. A toxic relationship is the absence of feelings of love, support, and admiration, right? Or admiration, okay? A toxic relationship is the absence of feelings, love, support, and admiration. Here is the definition that you find on the internet, all right? Excuse me, this is says, so here's the definition that you'll find on the internet. It says, a toxic relationship is one that makes you feel unsupported, misunderstood, demeaned, or attacked. A toxic relationship is toxic when your well-being is threatened in some way, emotionally, psychologically, and even physically. All right, that's from verywellmind.com. Right, so it's a relationship when you're it was being toxic, and one of those elements for all of them are being threatened emotionally, psychologically, and even physically. Here are the signs that you are still or currently being affected from a toxic relationship. One, you have low self-esteem or negative self-talk. Okay, low self-esteem or negative self-talk. Oh, it's because I did this. Oh, it's because I'm not good enough. Oh man, I probably don't look good right now. Oh man, I knew that wouldn't work for me. Okay. Two, self-sabotage. Are you the enemy of you? Are you the enemy of you? So self-sabotage. So you sabotage yourself, right? Just right when it was about to work. Right when it was about to pick up, you say, you know what? Let me just stop right now. This is not gonna work out for me. I'm not gonna get anywhere with this. I'm gonna just stop. I'm gonna just quit. Or maybe you're writing the book, right? The book came to you. It was a download. You had a good idea of writing the book, and you began to write the book, and you got halfway into the book, and you said, this is stupid. Who's going to read my book? There's other things I need to focus on. Let me just go ahead and I'm just going to stop right now because I need to prioritize work. I need to focus on all this other stuff first. I don't need to write this right now. I don't have time for this, right? I have writer's block, right? And then you put the book down for 6 months, not knowing that that book was the bestseller that your family needed. That book was going to change the generations within your legacy. That book was going to end up becoming a novel that would be on pictures on Netflix, that would be on Warner Brothers Studios, that would be on Paramount Productions. That book would have been a household name, but you allowed self-sabotage to get into your ear. Right? So that's number two, is self-sabotage. Here's a third one. Fear to try new things. Fear to try new things can also be a form of an effect of being in a toxic relationship. Fear to try new things. Are you afraid to try something new? Or do you always have to stay in the same safe zone that you're used to? When was the last time you tried something? When was the last time you did something different? When was the last time you ventured into a new place? When was the last time you did something new? But when you've been in a toxic relationship depending on how severe it was, you don't trust your environment. Something could pop up out of nowhere and take and affect you and shake you and hurt you and tell you you're not good enough. And so you're afraid to try something new. You don't trust the environment around you, right? Maybe as well, because that toxic relationship, you don't try something new because you never believe that you have an inner belief that tells you that trying something new never works out for you. You have an inner belief that tells you trying something new never works out for you. So that's why I'm not trying that dating app, right? And this is not any knock or endorsement or anything about dating apps. But I'm just getting to your mind as far as what you tell yourself. I'm not trying that dating app. I'm not going over there. I'm not trying that website. I'm not going to walk in that direction because, and I'm not saying that you do things foolishly, right? Because you should still pray and, you know, have discernment about everything. But the point that I'm making is that you kept yourself in a box and you've limited yourself and you don't even realize that it's the result of that toxic relationship, right? That's number two. That's number three. Number four, here's another one. Repetitive nightmares. Repetitive nightmares. Are there dreams you keep that keeps playing on over and over? Maybe it comes once a week, once a month, once a quarter, you know, but it's a repetitive dream. And it feels like a nightmare. And it happens more than once. And maybe it's the exact same dream. Maybe it's similar and etc. But you're having these bad dreams. And so one thing I've learned, aside from dream, there's different functionalities of how dreams work in your life. And if you're somebody where I don't believe in dreams, then you're not going to listen to this, right? Because you're going to think that it's like some type of like, it's not important, it's not relevant, even though it is. Okay. And so one of the ways you can also experience dreams is that the dreams are honestly a reflection of what's going on in your soul. I'm gonna say it one more time. Dreams can often be a reflection of what is going on in your soul. There's an inner turmoil in your soul. There's a fight, right? So you don't talk about it. You don't talk about what they said to you. You don't talk about how he or she hurt you. You don't talk about what they did to you. And so as a result, your dreams shows it to you over and over again. Your dreams, it's the outlet producing and revealing how they hurt you, what they did to you, how many times they beat you, right? How many times they slammed your face against the wall? How many times they told you, don't even bother trying? How many times they told you, it's not gonna work out for you, you're not worth it, why are you so stupid? And so as a result, it's being shown and it's being revealed in your dreams. I remember there was a time where I kept on having dreams, and in the dream, it was like, I kept on having these recurring dreams, and they weren't like nightmares, but they weren't welcoming dreams either. And essentially in the dream, like I saw myself, people would always leave me in the dreams. Like I would be with a group of people and they would always leave me. And I kept on having that dream over and over again. And I was like, and I didn't think much about the dream initially. You know, like much about the dream, but then eventually, after time, then I began to develop my relationship with Christ and etc. And I stopped having the dream. And so then I prayed about what the meaning of the dream was. And the revelation I got was that I had a spirit of abandonment. Trying to think what was the other one. There was one other thing. But I think that was the main thing I can remember. Spirit of abandonment. Orphan spirit. There we go. All right. Thank you, Holy Ghost. There we go. It was orphan spirit and a spirit of abandonment. And so when I really developed my relationship with Christ, and I not just accepted him, but he became Lord and he became Father of my life, then the reason why the dream stopped is because now I had come under the spirit of adoption through the Father. And so that's why those dreams stopped. And so I'm telling you, the dreams inside, there's different types of dreams that you can have, but certain dreams that's recurring and repetitive doesn't feel good. Sometimes they're honestly a reflection of what's in your soul. And a lot of people will run from that because It's because it's not something that they can control. It's something that they have to surrender to. All right. So I'm gonna just leave it at that. And I have a book. Okay, I have an ebook that I created, and I'm working on putting it into a book as well. Right now it's in the form of an ebook. But I put together a oops, okay. I put together a book where it's called Top 10 Reasons Why You're Having Nightmares. Top 10 Reasons Why You're Experiencing Nightmares. Okay. And that this is a powerful book because it will give you understanding about why you're experiencing, the nightmares and how to get free from it. If you want to get my book, it right now it's only in the ebook form. I'm working on later getting a physical copy. I don't know when that's going to be. So I would encourage you to get the ebook, nursechoma.com/books, right? And those are just that's the ebook, and then those are all my books on there too. The nursechoma.com/ebooks. I have several books. I've written now between ebooks and physical books. So many books. Like I think like 9 or 12 books. So this one, like I've written this one. I've written this one. I've written this one. I've written this one. Like I have a lot of books. But if you want to, like I said, if you want to get the book that I was talking about, the Nightmares book, it will really, really bless you. It will really, really bless you. Okay, now the next thing is weight loss and weight gain. All right, that's another reason why you may be experiencing like the residual effects of what happened to you, the toxic relationship, because you either are losing weight or you're gaining weight, right? So the weight loss is happening because of you're not eating that much. You're starving yourself. Maybe the person that person told you that you're not good enough and you're too big, you're too fat, all these terrible negative derogatory condescending words that they said to you. And so now you don't realize it, but you don't eat that much, right? Or maybe it's because they said that to you. That's the reason why you eat too much, you overeat. That's how you medicate the pain. That's how you handle the pain is by overeating, right? By overeating. So that's another thing as well, is that it may be you're gaining weight. And I realize now every story is different, but I've paid attention to how things manifest in people's lives. And so sometimes it's a result of what happened to them, and they just didn't know how to deal with it. You know those shows that you watch that like Hoarders, the show Hoarders. And if you really listen to a lot of those people that are on the show that are hoarders, and you hear their story, many of them say like how it started when somebody died, and they couldn't deal with the grief, and so they collected things. Or that, or another show, My 600-Pound Life, and you see people that's literally got allowed themselves to get that big, and a lot of them shared, well, not a lot of them, but some of them will share their story, and you would hear the story of pain, something that they lost, and as a result, that's what they did, they began to eat, and so you have to, and as I said, that's at the beginning of this. Being honest with yourself, really being honest with yourself if you want your life to change and you don't want the outcome of what happened to you 5 or 10 years ago or a year ago or whatever. Another one is undiagnosed fatigue. So another sign that you are and have been in a toxic relationship or you still have the effects of it is you have undiagnosed fatigue. So you're tired and you don't even know why you're tired, right? You haven't seen the doctor about it. Maybe the doctor hasn't told you anything yet. Usually they should do some lab work if you tell them that, right? Could be your thyroid level, right? So one of the reasons why people, here's some of the reasons why people have fatigue, all right? One, your thyroid levels are abnormal, right? So you may have low thyroid levels, which if it's consistent, can result in what you call hypothyroidism. Another reason why you may be tired and you don't know why is because you have low iron levels, low HNH. And it's low because you have iron deficiency anemia. And you have the iron deficiency anemia because you have heavy bleeding when you have your periods, right? So those are some different reasons why you may be tired and you don't know why. That's usually a big reason for Black women. You also may be tired and you don't know why because you have some type of undiagnosed medical condition. And there's other symptoms associated with it as well, right? So these are different things. So you have undiagnosed fatigue. And there's also fatigue that is also honestly demonic. Like it's a demonic attack to make you, to wear you out physically. So you're always sleeping. You know, so that's another thing too, is undiagnosed fatigue. That is an effect of the toxic relationship. Here's the last one, right? It's the last one. Abnormal growths in your body. Abnormal growths in your body. I think I should be putting this on the screen too for y'all. But abnormal growths in your body. So let me share something with you. There was a time, this is the last symptom. There was a time where I went through a very difficult personal experience. And essentially, like, I met somebody that I thought that, yeah, this is going to work. This is it right here. Has already made it so clear this is what's it's going to go down this way, and I was grossly wrong and very hurt and very disappointed. And I don't know if I really talked about it immediately with somebody, you know, like I talked of it and I shared some things, but I didn't really, I just got angry. I got angry, I got upset, I got disappointed, I got sad, and I felt like I couldn't be with anybody, you know? And I began to confess all these things. You know how sometimes you're just angry, you just get upset, you go through a bad situation, and so now you start confessing everything. Oh, I'm never gonna let anybody hurt me. I'm never gonna talk to nobody, no. I give up, right? I'm done with this. Right? Because you're just angry, you're just hurt, you're just mad. And so you go into self-protection. And so you put all these things as a form to protect yourself by confessing blah, blah, blah. By blocking certain things from your view, right? Like, for example, I didn't want to watch romantic movies. I don't want to watch love movies. I don't want to watch anything where somebody said, I love you. Ooh, Valentine's Day? Oh, I hated that holiday. Right? And so this is what was building up on inside of me. And so after about a year and a half, I began to notice, like, I was just really tired all the time. I was just really tired. And I was just like, I would fall asleep during the day. I would need naps all the time. It was strange. And then I began to have really abnormal cycles. I didn't think much of it. And it got to the point, I wasn't connecting the dots. It got to the point where I began to notice, like, begin to have stiffness around my neck. This arm right here, there was like shooting pain going up and down my left arm. And so then I finally went to see a doctor, right? Because, you know, being a nurse, sometimes it makes you stubborn. Because sometimes you're like, oh, I know myself. Like, oh, I know healthcare. Leave me alone. But we're one of the worst patients. So eventually I finally went to the doctor. And so the doctor did a workup on me. Like, you know, the labs and everything. And it took a long time before I actually learned the true problem. It took a long time. And so what happened was, like, he said, your hemoglobin is 8. Like, and if you don't know what that means, if you're not in the healthcare field, but essentially a normal hemoglobin for women is 12 to 16. And then a normal hemoglobin for men is 13 to 17, all right? So the issue though is that if it's when your hemoglobin is less than 8, the protocol is to give you a blood transfusion, right? And mine was like around 8.8, 8.9, like around there. That's how bad it was, right? And I didn't make the connection. Remember all the symptoms I was having. And so at the time I was like, and so the doctor told me you need to start taking iron immediately. So that's what I did, start taking iron immediately and everything. And then later on though, I began to experience like, this is like months, years later, I began to experience like abdominal discomfort. And then I finally went back to the doctor. I mean, I've been to the doctor before in between, but nothing was, the core issue wasn't discovered until much later. And then I went back to the doctor again, and now the doctor told me that I had fibroids. And fibroids are pretty much like benign, meaning that they're not malignant, tumors that grow in your reproductive organs. And so I learned right then and there what had happened to me. And so now I have to go through this whole process again of healing and et cetera. And it took forever because I began to study fibroids and learn about it more. And then I began to learn about the spiritual reasons behind fibroids. And one thing I studied is that it showed that fibroids is a result spiritually of damage to the feminine ego. Damage to the feminine ego. And then it hit me. Oh, okay. That's where it started. That relationship that happened to me years ago, the one that I was done, I was angry, I cursed, I was yelling, blah, blah, blah. That's where it started. And so I had the residual effects, not necessarily of a toxic relationship, but a relationship that didn't go the way I wanted to. And then I became toxic. Right? I hope that this is helping somebody. And so that was the way that I unfortunately learned it or experienced it. So here's the thing now, right? And so this is, and so now let me share this with you guys. What I've done now is I take, it's on the screen, but I take this. This is a great supplement I recommend. Can y'all see this? Okay. Ovary and Uterus Cleanse. It's on Amazon. Great product. You'll see a difference. A lot of the, like, and it makes sense because it literally detoxifies your uterus, everything. That's what the purpose of it. And I've seen a very significant shift from taking this product. It's on Amazon. If you want to go to my Amazon store specifically to find it, I'll put the link above or below this video, okay? And so you can get it in along with all the other products that I recommend. Okay, so this is what had happened to me. This is what had happened to me, and I had to learn. I was literally had to learn all this. So now here's what I want to ask you. Okay, this is what I want to ask you is, what does God say about toxic relationships? Right. Give me 1 second. Let me grab my charger. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Whew. Excuse me. All right. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. So, what does God say about toxic relationships, right? So, here's what I want to say is the first thing is, did God authorize it in the first place? You know, one of the things I realized for a lot of people they have trouble with separating, discerning, and understanding the bigger picture. And it's only because there's just certain things that have not been massively streamed or talked about, or just the way that they were raised or what they've been exposed to. But the question I want to ask you is that, did God even authorize? So for those of you that are in that relationship right now, currently, did God even authorize it in the first place? Doesn't mean that he wants you to leave it now because God hates divorce, but did he authorize it in the first place? Now, unless that person is physically harming you and, you know, you're experiencing in abuse, then I definitely agree you should leave. Because if you're in harm's way and your child is in harm's way, you don't need to stay there. But sometimes people have different perspectives of what they consider toxic. Because toxic to them could be, you know, they just don't compliment them. They don't admire them. You know, there's no love isn't there anymore. And so they feel like it's toxic. You know, so it depends. Everybody has a different definition of what that means. But the first thing is that, did God even authorize a relationship in the first place? So before you really begin to even blame God or say God this or God that, did he sanction it? Or were you the one that said, you know what, I just don't want to be by myself no more. I'm just tired of being by myself. No, it's my season. It's my turn. Right? Like, did God even authorize it in the beginning? Or did you convince yourself that it was for you? Did you convince yourself that the way that you were seeing it was, and the way you were feeling it? Because sometimes we allow our emotions to dictate our behaviors without really being clear-headed, you know? And so this is one of the things you have to really begin to ask yourself, is that, did God even authorize it in the first place? Here's the other thing that the Lord says about being in a toxic or still experiencing the effects of a toxic relationship. I want to take you to 3 John 1 and 2. All right. 3 John 1 and 2. All right. Because some of you're not taking your exams. You're not passing your test because you still have, this is not everybody, but you know who you are. You may still be experiencing the effects of what Joe did to you, right? How Samuel hurt you, or whatever their person's name was. It says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Right? And I'm going to break it down into layman's terms. It says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." So what that means is that the Lord is saying, I wish, it's my greatest desire that you be prosperous in your body, in your life, at the same level as your soul is prosperous. So your soul has to do with your mind, your will, and your emotions. So the prosperity of your life, of your health, of whatever it is that you, you know, all your well-being is connected to how well your soul is prospering, how well your emotions are prospering, how well your mind is prospering, how well your will is prospering, right? So this is one of the things, is that that's why we have to work out our emotions, right? That's why we have to work out our anger issues. That's why we have to work on our mind. Because if not, all of those things will catch up to you. All of those things will catch up to you. All of those things will find another way to show an outlet. And the outlet may be you struggle with relationships and you're not making the connection. The outlet may be your health, right? Your health gets worse over time. The outlet may be you just deal with repetitive, ongoing nightmares. I don't know. It could be in whatever format. But the point I'm making is that you have to deal with it. Otherwise, it will show itself in another way in your life, right? So why can't you move on? Right? Why can't you move on? Why are you stuck? Why is it, right? Like, I'm over this person, right? I'm done. I don't feel anything for them anymore. But how come I can't get a job? How come I can't get into a new relationship? Why is my marriage currently suffering? Right? Why can't you move on? Here's the thing. There's this book on Amazon. Well, actually, it's on Amazon. It's on different platforms. But it's called The Body Keeps Score. Really good book. The Body Keeps Score. And it's pretty much based on, it shares how even if you go through something like a form of trauma in your life, even if mentally you forget about it, your body will still remember it, right? So the migraines that you had, that you've been having ever since you left your ex, the body keeps score. The blood pressure that came out of nowhere after you had that miscarriage, the body keeps score. The heart defects, right, that seemed like it came out of nowhere after your husband died, the body keeps score. That's the connection. And it transcends time. Okay? So this is why, like I said, processing it. You know, the reason why you can't move on is that you haven't talked about it. You haven't talked about it. You're not sharing it. And there's something that happens when you begin to talk, when you talk about it. When you get, like, whether it's a therapist or somebody that you trust and you really talk about it, or you journal it out, write it down, write your emotions, write your thoughts, then you can begin to move on, right? Then you begin to prosper. But you have to talk about it, though, right? Putting it underneath the table is not helping you. What are the health impacts? What are the health impacts? So let me go over this with you. Here's what it says as far as the health impacts, right? And I already shared some of it. But it says, according to Net Doctor, the impact of a toxic relationship on our physical and mental health can be significant and negative, says Wilkie. Research shows that the physical effects include poor sleep, a higher risk of heart problems, high blood sugar levels, high blood pressure, obesity, weakened immune system, and organ damage. Wow. Wow. That's amazing. See, that's why some of you, that's why your blood pressure hasn't gone down, despite all the physical interventions that you've been doing, because he's still in you. She's still in you. That's why it's not shaking. That's why you're not losing the weight, even though you've been exercising so much, because he's still in you. She's still in you, right? That's why you get sick all the time, because you have not processed and let it all go. Okay? So these are the health impacts. So here's the thing. What can you begin to do now? One is that you can take action, all right? You can begin to take action. Right? You need to take action. I remember there's like a saying that says, if you don't, if you don't make your wellness a priority, you'll be forced to make time for your illness. Okay? If you don't make your wellness a priority, you'll be forced to make time for your illness. So this is why self-care is important. I feel like this is an area that a lot of people struggle with, is self-care. You know, it's not something that they do. And a lot of people, you may be running on an empty cup. You know, you don't want to accept it, but you're running on an empty cup. And so because you're running on an empty cup, that's why you have nothing left to pour. That's why you're so tired and you feel defeated and et cetera. Okay? So this is one of the things too, is that you have to, you want to also include self-care. When was the last time you exercised, you took a walk, like, you know, you made time for yourself? Like, and I know it can be hard, especially if you're a mother or a single mother, but it can be something as small as waking up earlier, waking up, you know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes before your children do. And that's your time, you know, and that's something you do every single day. And that's your time and nobody can take that from you. Right. And that can really, really help you when it comes to helping you to get through the rest of your day. Okay. So that's one example right there. Another thing too, as far as taking action, is honestly just go see the doctor. You know, go see your doctor, get all your workup, your tests, everything done. All of that. Go get it all done. Go, and some people, you may not agree with this or believe it, which I understand, it's your own opinion, but therapy is very powerful. And I know it's something that a lot of people, especially in the African-American community, it's not something that's welcomed, but therapy will help you a lot. You know, so therapy is really, really important. Reading, praying, right? Spending time to reflect and thinking out things like, how did that make me feel? How has my life been impacted since then? And processing it, you know, and talking it out, you know, taking that time is so important for yourself, right? So important. So read, right? Sometimes we'll pray, but we won't meditate. You know, we won't process, right? And so you that has to be inclusive as well. All right. So really begin to process, begin to deal with certain things that's happened to you, and begin to allow yourself to heal and take the time to do that. Because when you do that, your life can be forever changed. I'm telling you, your life, everything that you have been going through, it begins to make sense to you. That bitterness, that anger, that hurt that you have that's been tucked underneath, or that you've been ignoring, it begins to settle, you know, and dissipate, because now you're operating from a healthier, wealthier, and better place. Amen. So I pray that this word blessed you. I pray this encouraged. Did this bless you? Yes. If this blessed you, like the video, subscribe, follow, whichever one you're watching from. Comment below. Let me know. Yes. This blessed me, Nurse Trauma. This helped me. This gave me a different perspective. All right. Comment below. Share this broadcast too if you haven't already shared it. And then if this really blessed you and you want to show your gratitude to the Lord, or you want to just be a blessing, or you're even believing for something in this area, go to the website, www.nursechoma.com, and you can give. You can give whatever seed amount you feel led to give. You can give either through Cash App, $NurseChoma, or you can give through PayPal, which is paypal.me/NurseChomaMinistries. All right? Nurse Choma Ministries, if you want to give a donation. Okay? And then last but not least, if you really enjoy the teachings, if the teachings is really a blessing to you and you feel like you want more of this type of teaching, Okay, I'm in this because the thing malfunctioned, but thank you for visiting, and I'll see you guys the next time.